Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Torrent Power Limited 2Q FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Saurabh Mashruwala, Executive Director and CFO. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Good evening to all of you, and thank you for joining Torrent Power's earnings call for Q2 FY26. First, I will take you to the performance of the quarter, after which phone lines will be open for a Q&A session. Let's explain the performance of the company at PBT level first, and then we'll take you through the tax expenses separately. Reported PBT for the quarter stood at 979 crores as compared to 689 crores in the corresponding quarter of last year. It's an increase of about 290 crores, which is about 42% on a reported basis. PBT for the current quarter includes non-recurring credit of 31 crores on account of the receipt of favorable orders in license distribution business, which mainly includes the carrying cost allowances. PBT for the corresponding quarter of last year includes non-recurring credit of about 67 crores on account of two factors. First, accounting of 99 crores on receipt of favorable orders in our license distribution area, which mainly includes the carrying cost allowances, partly offset by lower generation from the wind power plant on account of forced stoppages of wind turbines due to heavy rains and Asna cyclone witnessed in Gujarat in the quarter, leading to a reduced contribution of 32 crores. Adjusted for these one-off items, PBT for the quarter stood at 948 crores as compared to 622 crores in the corresponding quarter of last year, and an increase of about 326 crores, which is about 52%. Business-wise factors contributing to the performance are as follows. First, contribution from thermal generation business increased by about 293 crores, mainly on account of better contribution from the sale of merchant power as well as LNG by about 304 crores. Second, merchant gain were partially offset by the higher O&M expenses as well as non-cash adjustment on account of foreign exchange variation of about 11 crores. Second, contribution under the distribution business adjusted for one-off items increased by about 11 crores, mainly on account of, first, improvement in T&D losses of distribution franchise units, partially offset by higher T&D in license distribution area. Second, additionally, contribution for the license distribution business was supported by increase in ROE and ROCE on account of capitalization of assets and higher rate of return on equity as per the new tariff regulations. And third, demand growth in our distribution business were in the range of about 4%-5%. The third item is contribution from renewable generation adjusted for one-off items reduced by 20 crores, mainly on account of lower PLF from the existing wind power plant due to lower wind resources, partially offset by the contribution made by newly commissioned solar capacity of 381 MW. Balance deviation of 42 crores is mainly on account of, first, reduction in finance cost on back of repayment made in Q4 of FY25, partially offset by increase in depreciation and other miscellaneous expenses. This completes the explanation of the financial performance during the quarter. Moving on to the project update, first, during the quarter, in addition to our existing renewable pipeline, subsidiary of the company received LOA of 250 MW of FDRE renewable generation from our license distribution unit. The company secured a letter of award from MP Power Management Company Limited for long-term supply of power from new 1.6 GW coal-based power plant at a tariff of 5.83 rupees/kWh. India's largest green hydrogen natural gas blending initiative within the city gas distribution sector was successfully commissioned during the quarter. With progressive commission of 367 MW MSEDCL project, Aggregate installed generation capacity of the company stood at close to 5 GW as of 30th September 2025, comprising of 2.7 GW gas-based capacity, about 1.9 GW renewable capacity, and 360 MW coal-based capacities. Pipeline project as at the end of the quarter includes 3.6 GW renewable capacity, 3 GW of pumped storage capacity, 1.5 GW of coal plant, and 2 transmission projects at Khavda and Solapur. So, further details of the pipeline project have been summarized in our latest investor presentation available on our website. That's all for the quarter. Now I would request coordinator to open the line for Q&A session. We wish everybody to stay safe and healthy. Thank you so much. Handing over to the operators.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir, and thanks for the opportunity.
Good evening.
Yeah. My first question is, sir, of course, this quarter we have shown a robust performance. Does it, I think a part of it comes from the merchant sales under the short-term power purchase agreement, which is signed in the month of March. Are we still selling in the third quarter, some part of it under this agreement, or this agreement is over now?
So we have supplied majority of the portion in the Q2. So that we can say majority portion is supplied under the contract in the Q2.
Understood. So there is hardly anything left for the Q3, right?
Yes, maybe some portion, not material, I would say.
Understood. Is it possible to provide us the breakup between merchant sales and LNG sales during the quarter? Some broad indication?
LNG sale is not material, I would say. Most of the revenue contribution coming from the merchant sales.
Understood, sir. My last question is on this coal-based power plant which you won in this quarter. The capital cost seems to be on the higher side. Is it the maximum thing, or do you think you'll be able to do it at a much lower cost, maybe closer to 11, 12 crore per megawatt rather than 13 crore per megawatt? Is there a possibility? And the related question is, what is the fixed cost, fixed tariff which you have bid for this particular power plant? Is it possible to give a breakup between the variable and fixed cost quoted in the bid?
So no, this kind of a rate is going on. In fact, now cost of equipment has gone up basically. So this is what the cost we have budgeted as of now. So it will basically this kind of a cost is going on. And in terms of your second question of the variable cost and fixed cost is about 4.22 rupees, and variable cost is pass through. That is what the configuration of the PPA, I would say. LOA.
Understood, sir. Thank you, Ambedkar. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sumit Kishore from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. You mentioned that you have taken a 500 megawatt FDRE project, from PPLD. What are the terms of this? How much is solar, wind? Are there any other specifications that you can disclose to us?
It's a combination of solar, wind, and the battery. So about solar will be about 350, wind will be about 150 megawatt, and tariff is about 4.87 is the tariff.
Okay, wind is 150.
Yeah, sorry?
Wind is 150, you said.
Yeah, wind is 150, solar is about 350 megawatt.
And how much battery?
Battery would be another 100 megawatt kind of a battery would be there.
100 megawatt with 4-hour storage or?
So it's 450 megawatt hour.
Oh, so 4.5 hour storage.
Yeah. So 112 megawatts, which
okay.
is equivalent to 450 megawatt hours.
Okay, 4 hours. Okay, got it. My second question is, your presentation mentioned that BTG has been awarded for the coal plant. Who has it been awarded to, and at what project, at what value?
We will not able to share it, but the project, it's a turbine contract is awarded.
Oh, so TG is awarded, boiler is not yet awarded.
No, no, BTG entire BTG, thing is awarded.
Yeah, BTG and balance of plant is in the discussion. BTG is awarded.
So is it awarded to one of the two domestic players?
Yeah, one of the two domestic players, one you can say.
Okay. Okay. The next question is, you know, what is the capex in first half of the fiscal? And you had mentioned last time that you know, significant portion of the capex that you incur plan to incur for RE, you know, almost 8,000 crores will be incurred in this year. So, what is the progress on RE capex specifically also?
So, H1 number is a license we have incurred about close to 780 crores. Franchise or 100 crores kind of a thing. Transmission we have incurred about 275 crores. And RE, renewable capex will be about 2,500 crores we have incurred in the H1.
2,500 crores you have incurred in H1, RE.
Yes.
So what is the overall H1 capex that you have incurred, consolidated level?
Close to 2,700 crores. 3,700 crores.
Okay, so 3,700 total, 2,500 is RE. Okay, got it.
RE, yes, exactly.
And finally, in your opening remarks, you mentioned this, I'm not sure whether I got the number. The total increase in merchant contribution for thermal was 324 crores, you said?
300 crores roughly.
300 crores.
Yes.
This is the delta on a year-on-year basis.
Yes, 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 delta on a year on compared to the last quarter.
Okay, okay, okay. And so what is the total number of merchant units you sold during the quarter?
About 650 MUs.
650 MUs. Okay. Thank you, sir. And wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Satyadeep Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. The first question on the NVVN tender. Now that the tender is over, is it possible to share how much volume was lifted under the tender and whatever was not lifted? Do you get the entire fixed cost recovery in 3Q for that, or have you already booked some fixed cost recovery in 2Q?
So we have materially supplied basically. So that is what we stated earlier in the first question.
Sorry, sir, I didn't get it. Whatever
we have stated in the earlier answer, first question, that we have materially supplied under that contract.
No, that I understood. You already fulfilled the entire, there was no volume which was assured under the minimum contract and not lifted by the consumer. I thought the actual offtake was lower than the minimum offtake, right? Which is why you have some fixed cost guarantee that you recover in case the customer doesn't lift the entire volume. Hello?
So majority contract is fulfilled, that is what we can say right now.
So there is no material fixed cost recovery that you anticipate in third quarter from this contract, right?
Yes.
So, and secondly, wanted to check on the PSP project. The capex there also seems slightly on the higher side, 7 crore per megawatt. When you look at 14,000 crore capex in the revenue under the contract is 1680. Plus, what kind of IRR would you look at on this kind of project?
How can you say that it's a cost? How much megawatt you are considering?
The 2,000 megawatts, 14,000 crores, right? It's about 7 crores per megawatt.
14,000 crores the total project cost. And capacity we are putting up is a 3 gigawatt capacity. And 2,000 gigawatt, 2 gigawatt is a tired PPA we have signed off. So, but capacity we are putting up is a 3 gigawatt. And project cost is 14,000 crores.
14,000 is for 3 gigawatt.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And lastly, on the wind and solar PLF, can you, I didn't fully understand because everybody, including in Gujarat, we are seeing higher wind PLF this quarter, YOY, and then lower solar PLF. What was unusual for you in Gujarat? Just trying to understand, was it something location specific?
So I think because of the extended monsoon, the PLF is a bit lower as far as wind is concerned. And solar, because of the new capacity commission, PLF is a bit higher as compared to the comparable quarter of last year.
So wind was only monsoon that impacted maybe certain windmills in Gujarat for you, and solar was just maybe new mills and new plants.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, we saw the extended monsoon in Gujarat. It lasted till post Diwali also, I would say. So that is why that has impacted the wind resources, I would say.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants: you may press star and then one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Atul Tiwari from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so just one small question. So that now that the NVVN tender is over, fair to assume that in third quarter and at least early part of fourth quarter, there will be no merchant sale? Or you are still selling something in the merchant market?
It all depends on the market situation. If peak demand will be there, definitely there will be a merchant sale. So we cannot say right now. But it's all depend on the market dynamics, I would say. So, and if you notice that the LNG price is coming down, so the peak demand kind of a thing. So one has to closely observe the peak demand in the next 6 months, I would say.
What will be the landed cost of LNG for producing the power for you right now?
So $10. If you assume that the $10 is a per MMBTU of cost, then my variable cost would be about six kind of a thing, variable cost.
Okay, so in case merchant prices are more than that, then it makes sense for you to...
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Ketan Jain from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening, sir. So my first question is on the MP Park project. What is the expected commissioning date for this thermal plant?
So the first unit is about 66 months from PPA date, and second unit is 72 months from the PPA date.
Okay. So that will be almost 6 years.
Yeah, 6 years from. Yeah, PPA is not yet signed, in fact. PPA is expected to sign in the next 2 months' time. And from there, this timeline will start.
6 months. Okay. My second question is on the renewable capacity addition. What are you targeting for second half in FY26 and then in FY27 progressively? What is the renewable capacity addition expected?
So, about the total capacity which we have envisaged during the full year is about 500 to 600 megawatt for the current year. So out of it, about 67 megawatt is already commissioned. The balance we expect to commission in the second half. And most of the capacity from the upcoming project, except the newly won project, is going to commission next year. Next 1.5 years, I would say.
Okay, so all the balance portfolio capacity to be come in 27 and first half of 28.
Yeah, yes.
next 2 years, 1.5 to 2 years maximum, I would say.
Understood. Any target you have for FY27, sir?
Not really, but we will try to expedite the commissioning. So, and commissioning date, in fact, is given in the presentation also.
Understood. Okay, sir. Thank you. Those are my questions.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and then one. Participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Saurabh Mashruwala for closing comments.
Thank you so much for joining Torrent Power's earnings call. We wish everybody to stay safe and healthy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Torrent Power Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.